Chapter 23, Epilogue. We have shown in this little book that the whole Christian doctrine is taught in the first five chapters of Genesis. In order to refresh our memory, we will now name the various chief parts of the Christian doctrine which are found in these five chapters of Genesis. 1. God is the almighty creator of all things. 2. The eternal majesty of God. 3. The divine Trinity. 4. The heaven of the blessed, which was created in the beginning. 5. The earth, created in the beginning, a formless and void deep. 6. The Sabbath. 7. The completion of the earth and all that belongs to the earth in 6 days of 24 hours each. 8. Man is created in the image of God. 9. The human soul. 10. Marriage. 11. The relation of woman to man and of man to woman. 12. The Son, the second person in the Trinity, is the Lord God. 13. Angels and devils. 14. Sin, its origin, its essence, its development, its consequences, original sin. 15. Knowledge of sin through the law of God. 16. The gospel, the glad tidings of the grace of God in Christ, who is God and man. 17. The means of grace, word and sacrament, the ministry of the word. 18. Forgiveness of sins. 19. Faith. 20. Sanctification. 21. The church of God. 22. The resurrection of the dead and life eternal. 23. The unbelieving world. These are the chief parts of Christian doctrine which are clearly revealed in the first five chapters of Genesis. As we go on through the Old Testament, these doctrines are revealed ever clearer until, in the New Testament, the bright light of fulfilled prophecy in Christ Jesus is shed over them. But no more and nothing essentially different is taught in the later books of the Old nor in those of the New Testament. To say, therefore, as some so-called believing and Lutheran theologians say and teach, that the Old Testament believers, from barely noticeable beginnings, gradually developed these doctrines, and that they gradually came to this knowledge, that the Old Testament never definitely, clearly, and unmistakably teaches those facts of salvation which Christ and his apostles taught, is ignorance. Science, falsely so called, false doctrine, deceit, and all Christians must earnestly be warned against it. But after all, a Christian reader might say, yes, I see that the whole Christian doctrine is taught in the first five chapters of Genesis. But did the faithful during the first 1500 years also clearly recognize, know, and proclaim these doctrines? We answer, 1. That they did so surely was shown in this little book. And 2. Adam and Eve, through their fall into sin, lost the concreated righteousness, the image of God. They were no longer holy and just. They no longer possessed the blessed and perfect knowledge of God, but they had not lost the memory of it. They certainly knew what they had lost. Thus, they still had a purely intellectual, though dead, knowledge of that divine truth which, until the fall, they had known and discerned spiritually and perfectly. But when the Lord God showed them their sin and graciously gave them the gospel promise, they were regenerated, spiritually reborn, and enlivened. Now they again spiritually knew and discerned what they had lost. Now they recognized their sin and the grace of God in the promised seed of the woman in Christ, who was to be God and man, and was to redeem them through his suffering and death from sin and all its evil consequences. All this knowledge they communicated to their children and descendants, and all those who were regenerated by the word of God and believed had the same spiritual and living knowledge which Adam and Eve had and proclaimed. Aye, the Christian doctrine was clearly known by the faithful of the first 1500 years, known and proclaimed. And we also see that it is deceit and falsehood inspired by the old serpent, the devil, and proclaimed by unbelief when modern, worldly wise teach a gradual evolution of man from a low state to his present state. Prayer. O Lord, open thou mine eyes that I may see thy gracious and wonderful providence, that I may see how at all times salvation is to be had only through faith in the promised seed of the woman, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thou art the way, to thee alone from sin and death we flee, and he who would the Father seek must seek him, Lord, by thee. Thou art the truth, thy word alone true wisdom can impart. Thou only canst inform the mind and purify the heart. Thou art the life, the rending tomb proclaims thy conquering arm, and those who put their trust in thee, nor death nor hell shall harm. Thou art the way, the truth, the life. Grant us that way to know, that truth to keep, that life to win, whose joys eternal flow.